everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. If you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on diet when we come back. You know, once in a while, we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, for instance. It was Swinton who was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by the leaders of his craft. He was a journalist, and someone who knew neither the press nor John Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. Well, Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying that there's no such thing at this date of world's history in America as an independent press. He said, "You know it and I know it. And there's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Now, I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any one of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone." The business of the journalist, he said, is to destroy the truth, to lie, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know that, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We're the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents and our possibilities and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Well, these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of the Global 2000 program and the New World Order. They're men and families like the Windsors and Rockefellers and Bushes and Bundys and Carnegies and Vanderbilts. That's why I contend it's time for us to wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians, and let's prepare to live through and survive this New World Order, this Global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this Global 2000 Bible prophecy and the New World Order, just call and order my free 4-hour compact disc package. It's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative, and best of all, it's free. You can call right now to order one. It's 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Do it right now before you forget. All right, we've been talking about this thing called diet. And I mentioned to you that the common word diet we think of, well, we're overweight and so we're on this special diet. We're eating so that we can lose weight. Diet actually covers a lot more than that. Diet is what keeps you from getting sick. And if you're already sick, diet is what you need to cure that disease, because you're either one, poisoned, that is, your diet contains a lot of poisons, or maybe your diet is lacking in some vitamins, minerals, or amino acids or something on that order, some essential nutrient, we call them, and therefore you're starving to death. And so you develop a symptom, and the symptom we call disease. I feel bad, I feel ill at ease. Well, I've been touting the abilities and the knowledge here of a guy by the name of Getoff. And the reason I did that is because when I do a health series on the air, we will receive a spike in calls and emails and letters, and they'll say, "Well, I heard your program on aspartame, or I heard your program on health or diet or whatever it is, and I've got this problem." And people, you know, when you got a problem, you'll say, "Well, gee, maybe this guy can help me." So you're going to call me or write me an email, and you're going to say, well, can you help me because my wife has lupus, or can you help me because my wife or my husband or my son or my daughter has autism or something on that order? And the answer is, no, sir. I'm a plumber by trade, and no, I probably can't do much to help you. But I do know of a guy that can, and up until now, I haven't been able. You know, people will call me from Michigan or California and say, do you know anybody in California that I could go to? Do you know anybody in Michigan? As if the listeners of the Law Hour are all naturopaths, and I have a list here of 500 naturopaths, and when you call here, it's like going to Google. You know, you can just call Gordon, and old Gordon will refer you to the local naturopath who can cure your cancer or your heart disease or Parkinson's or something else. And the answer to that is no, I can't. But there is now a little ray of hope here, because this guy Getoff has a CD package. There's six CDs, or six packages. There's actually more than six CDs. It's about 12 hours of material. In which, if you buy these CDs, which we did up at the Acres Conference, and you listen to that, I think that you'll be able to identify what your problem is. He's pretty thorough. I told you the other day, in fact, it's not just thorough, it gets a little tedious. So he can zero in on just about whatever nutritional deficiency you have, and can tell you where to go to get the stuff that you need. And then if you need a little more help, you know, let's suppose you've got cancer. Now, some years ago, my wife had cancer, 1984, I believe it was. She had cancer in 78, and she cured it. She went up to Zion, Illinois, to the Zion Clinic, and they straightened her out, and they cured the cancer. All right, now, a few years later, took her 2 years and 8 months to cure cancer the first time. 2 years and 8 months. Now, that cancer takes a little time. It's a tough disease. You know, it's one of the easier diseases to cure. It's a nutritional deficiency primarily. And she got that one behind her, and then it came back. You know, she went back to eating the same kind of crap that she was eating that caused it the first time, and sure enough, it came back a second time. And so the solution she needed another naturopath, and so she found one in Dr. Lester, who at that time was out in Ontario, Oregon. So she moved out to Boise, Idaho for 3 months. And she went to Dr. Lester, you know, two or three times a week, and she was getting colonics, and she was changing her diet and getting life squared around, and so Lester cured her in about 90 days. Didn't take 2 years and 8 months the second time, just took about 3 months. Now, if you've got something serious, you know, like cancer or heart disease, or you're plugged up, you know, your arteries are plugged up and you're about ready to die, which I'll interject this. I ran across a guy one time. The doctors told him he had to have bypass surgery, and if he didn't have bypass, he was going to die in about 3 to 6 months if he lasted that long. And so he went on chelation, intravenous chelation, which, by the way, was discovered by the AMA medical doctors, which they don't promote because it's a cheap and very effective solution to plugged-up arteries. And anyway, he went on chelation, and in about 3 months' time, he cured his heart disease through chelation. Now, this Dr. Getoff, and I'm going to give you his name and address here once or twice more here in this last program here, so that if you have a health problem, instead of calling me, why don't you call this Getoff? That's his business. You know, he probably doesn't fix his own pipes, and I can't do much for you, you know, if you've got cancer. I'm smart enough to know that going to a medical doctor probably isn't going to solve your problem. And then this Getoff, I'm pretty sure, can solve that problem. In fact, I said this, if you're in one of the 8 states in the union that you have naturopaths are legal, I'd find a local naturopath. There isn't any naturopath that I've ever run across, and I've run across 4 or 5 of them, you know, in my lifetime, that couldn't cure cancer or couldn't cure heart disease or couldn't tell you what the cause of it is and how to fix it. In fact, if we take a look at the 18, there's actually 19, there's 19 health laws here in the Bible, which is what I'm going to cover here with you in a minute. I'm going to show you that in the Bible, God, long time ago, you know, figured that, you know, you'd probably come down with cancer or something like that, and there's a methodology for for solving that problem. Better yet, there's a methodology for avoiding cancer. Don't get it in the first place is really the better way to do this. So anyway, this guy Getoff, let me give you his name and number right now. If you got a pen and paper there, write this down. His name is David J. Getoff. And you can go to the web. He's got a web page, naturepathforyou.com. That's his handle, www.naturepath. It's all one word. But he's got the numeral 4, Y-O-U. So it's N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H, the number 4, and then Y-O-U, all one word, .com. Now, he's also connected with the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation. And that's where I started this series, was with these cats that Dr. Pottinger had been working with back in the 1920s or 30s, and discovered that when you feed cats pasteurized milk, they go sterile. And I often wondered, you know, when I heard that story, I said, is that what's happened in America? We fed pasteurized milk to our children, and now we have 28 million sodomites that have gone sterile. And so if you're a sodomite and you're wondering why it is, you know, it could be your pasteurized milk did it to you. Well, anyway, this Price Pottinger, it's what it's called. It's called the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, and they've got a number. It's 1-800-FOODS. F-O-O-D-S, with the numeral 4 and the letter U, Foods for You. Now, if that's too complex, it's 1-800-366-3748. That's 1-800-366-3748. They've also got a web number or web page, and it's called www.ppnf.net. That's www.ppnf.net. PPNF stands for Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, or David Getoff. You can call either one of them. You can order these CDs. Now, I said last time I was going to run you through these 19 health laws of the Scripture. Typically, you know, on the last day, I pick up the Bible and I say, well, gee, did we have an answer to this years ago? And the answer is, yeah, we did. So I'm going to run through. I could probably do a 7-day series on just these 19 health laws. There's that many scriptures and that much material, and I've only got, you know, another 45 minutes here in order to cover this. But I'm going to run through these 19 health laws, and then I'm going to make you an offer here. There's 3 pages of handwritten notes that I have put together here for this program. And if you'd like a copy of these notes, and there's probably 150 scriptures here, and that's why I say I don't have time to cover all of it, but I'm going to cover some basics here. If you'll send me a stamped self-addressed envelope and just put on there that you want those 19 health laws of the Bible, I will take the time. If you show me the interest that you have in putting an envelope together and sticking a stamped self-addressed envelope in it, and then put a little note in there, so say, give me those health laws of the Bible, I'll get up off of my dead rump, and I'll walk over to my copy machine, and I'll run off these 3 pages for you, stick it in your envelope, and then I'll drop it in the mail back to you, and then you'll have all of it right in front of you. And these come from our Mosaic Law School. Now, we have a school here in which we teach biblical law. There are 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments in the Scripture. Those 759 now run the entire universe, as compared to 2.5 million laws that we have to run the United States of America. God can run the whole damn universe on 759. And those are organized into 133 subjects, or 133 titles, as we call them in law. Like the U.S. Code is 50 titles, 50 subject matters of law that we deal with, you know, here in the United States, with 2.5 million statutes, for crying out loud. And God now has this down pretty pat. 759, they're organized into 133 topics or titles, such as adultery is a title or topic. And we have a commandment. It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Just very simple, straightforward. And then off of adultery, there are probably, you know, 15 or 20 statutes that regulate or control adultery. And adultery covers a little bit more, you know, than going down to Flo's Whorehouse. I mean, you know, there's a couple, 3 other ways that you can commit adultery, you know. But adultery is one of the health laws of the Bible, and the penalty for the violation of that health law called adultery is AIDS, herpes, and VD. AIDS, herpes, and VD. You do not need a traffic ticket. You don't need a highway patrolman out here with his radar gun to give you a ticket. You know, when you come out of Flo's place, it's automatic. It's a little virus. And it's a god-awful hard way to die. Now, the wages of sin is death. You might have heard that in Sunday school. That comes from, I think it's Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. You know, you want to go out and sin, you want to go break the law, get after it. But the ultimate end of that is that you're going to die from that. You know, there's just, that's what life is. You jump off the Empire State Building and you're going to fall down at 32 feet a second and hit the bottom and die. All right, and same thing is true here. You go down to Flo's whorehouse, and you might get in and out of Flo's, you know, a time or two or five times, you know. And you might not get VD, but there's a point in time when you're going to get it. And then it's kind of incurable, at least AIDS is. Now, we humans, we come up with a penicillin, see. And then the medical profession, they come along and they sell forgiveness of sin. You go down to Flo's and you tear off a little on Friday night, and then you get a dose of clap, and then you're feeling real bad. So you go to the doctor, and he says, "Oh, we sell forgiveness of sin here in the form of sulfa drugs and penicillin and Erythromycin and so on." And so he gives you these drugs and cures your gonorrhea. So then you can go down to Flo's again, get another dose of clap, and come back, and you know. And so we Americans have it in our minds that, hey, the medical profession, you know, these guys have really got it by the short hairs. And we can just do as we damn well please, and we can get away with these crimes. And it is true. There are a few of these crimes you can't actually get away with. There's a few of them. Not many, but there are a few now. But as a long-range plan, I don't think that it's really all that good. I mean, you can bank on that if you want to, but as a long-range plan, my observation, I'm getting to be an old man now, and my observation is it didn't work out very good. At least for most people, it doesn't work out. You're better off if you follow that law and avoid adultery, and then you can avoid AIDS, herpes, and VD. And that's not the only diseases that you get. I mean, you know, you could get hepatitis down there. And hepatitis ain't too nifty either. So there's a lot of diseases that you can get off of somebody else that you won't get off your wife or off your husband. And old Solomon, you know, who had 1,000 wives, he woke up one day and says, "You know, that wife of my youth weren't near as bad as I thought she was." Second one over here is called bestiality. Now, I was watching Letterman. No, it wasn't Letterman. It was Leno the other day. And Letterman, he had a couple, three neat jokes about bestiality. And they were kind of funny. You know, having sex with a goat or a sheep or something like that is kind of funny. It's perverse, but it's... And you can tell some pretty cute jokes, but bestiality over here is a crime. And it's a capital felony is what it is. And so God comes along and he says, you know, you want to go out here and mess around with Flo's girls, at least that's kind of normal. You want to go out here and practice sodomy, that's perversion. And this bestiality is perversion, and he didn't like that very well at all. And so he came up with a penalty for this. I think we need to kill you. Death penalty. It's a capital felony. And this bestiality over here has parasites, AIDS, herpes, and VD. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 statutes that deal with this thing of bestiality. And I don't know how many deal with this adultery. 20 statutes on there. More than I've got the time to tell you about right now in this program. So I'm going to skip that, and I'll send this to you. If you send me a letter with a stamp self-addressed envelope, I'll give you all the scriptures here on it, and you can take a look at them for yourself. Third one over here is called blood. It's against the law to eat blood. Now, it's not very common here in America, but there's a lot of people that came from Eastern Europe, and they eat blood. And I remember old Tony Rocha, you know, one day, we were butchering pigs over at Rocha's. And Dadini came out, and we were, you know, killing pigs. Well, old Dadini shot this pig, and the pig, you know, falls down, and Dadini grabs a knife, and he sticks this pig and cuts its throat, and it starts bleeding, you know. Through its throat, and old Tony runs over there with his coffee cup, sticks it under this pig's bleeding throat and fills up his coffee cup with this hot, juicy blood, and he starts drinking it. Now, boys and girls, you got to see that to believe it. And I saw it, and I was a kid about 15, 16 years old, damn near lost it. Almost lost my breakfast watching this guy drink pig right out of a pig that's bleeding. And old Frank told me, says, well, where we came from in the Azores, you know, we live pretty poor. And he said, I don't drink pig's blood, but my brother Tony, he still does. They don't waste that. They gather up all that, and they make blood sausage out of it. They make sausage, or they just drink it whole and one thing or another. Well, the problem with that is that the blood is what contains the life, is in the blood. The life of your body is in your blood. And then when your blood is going out from your stomach and your digestive processes, it's carrying nutrients out to your cells. But then when it gets out there to your cells, it picks up and then brings back on the return trip all of the toxins, which end up in your feces and end up in your urine and so on. So on the way back, that blood's pretty dirty stuff, and it carries disease and pathogens in there, and that's why God told you, said, don't eat that blood because it's bad for you. Now, we Americans don't eat very much blood, but we do, especially the hunters. You know, they go out and they shoot an animal, and then they don't bleed it. And then when it tastes real bad, they call that, well, it's got that gamey taste. No, it's got that dead blood in the meat. That's what it is. And so we kasher the meat, kosher, you know, kasher. If you'll put that meat in salt water, you know, you can get the residue blood out. And so here when we kill a cow or a bull or steer or whatever, we not only bleed it well, try to cut its throat and let it bleed on the ground, but we also soak the meat in salt water to get the remaining blood out so that we're not getting any of the bad stuff. All right, now number four is cattle. There's a penalty here for eating cattle that are sick or diseased, you know, like cows that have mad cow disease or cows that have Downer cow syndrome. Now, you haven't heard much about mad cow disease. That's because the Cattle Association and the big meat packers, they shut Katie Couric off and all these reporters. You know, mad cow disease was a big story here, you know, 5, 6, 8 years ago. Today it's not a big story anymore because they don't want you to stop eating Big Macs, and that's what happened when they got this the mad cow scare. You know, the people stopped eating Big Macs, and McDonald's didn't like that, so they went out there, the FDA and the news media and all the powers that be, and they got that shut off. But you've got mad cow disease here in the United States, and we don't call it mad cow here in this country. We call it Downer cow syndrome. When 100,000 cows a year die from Downer cow syndrome. You know, now, in England, they call it mad cow disease. In this country, we're more sophisticated because we want to sell more Big Macs. That's why I don't eat hamburger. Or not. I don't eat out very often. And when I do, I'm very careful about what I do eat. And I produce my own beef, and I think that you'd be better off buying grass-fed beef from clean cattle and paying more for it. I think you'd be safer. That's what we do. Anyway, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 statutes that deal with this disease, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease that comes from this Downer cow syndrome from bad cattle. Circumcision, number 5. The penalty for circumcision is disease, penile cancer. And circumcision is a scriptural process that we practice, we Hebrews practice. I don't know about the rest of you people. Here in the United States, it's my understanding that it's a pretty common practice. Worldwide, it isn't. Just as a little sideline, 14% of the people in China who do develop cancer develop penile cancer. And among Jews, as a group of people, Jews practice circumcision almost universally. When a Jew develops penile cancer, of which there were 3 cases of penile cancer reported in the medical literature among Jews in the 20th century. 3! Can you believe that? So it's very rare for a Jew to develop penile cancer because they practice circumcision. In China, where they do not practice circumcision, 14% of the people who do, that's not 14% of Chinese people. That's 14% of the people in China who develop cancer, develop cancer in the form of penile cancer. All right, number six, clean meats. Now, there's a law in the Bible in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, two old chapters, as a matter of fact, that deal with this thing of disease, cancer, heart disease, and stroke that you get from eating unclean animals like pig, lobster, turtle, and alligator tail, for all you people down there in Louisiana. Clothing, number seven, has some disease problems with it. Not all clothing is good for you. Mixed fabric clothing is bad for your health. And that's because it interrupts the electrical aura around your body. Now, your body is a little electrical battery. It's a little chemical electrical battery. And electrical pulses take off from your brain, and they go down your spinal column, and then they come around in various. And then you can move your fingers and toes and wiggle your ears or whatever you do. And when those get interfered with, it interferes with your ability to move your body. And it probably has something to do with arthritis and rheumatism and a number of other things that we haven't looked into, and we don't really have a good scientific handle on it. But in Leviticus 19, verse 19, God told you not to wear mixed fabrics. Fabrics, that is, you know, mixed with linen and wool, or mixed with two or more fabrics in the woof and the warp. Sometimes people say, well, I've got a leather jacket here with a rayon liner. That's not woven, and it's not mixed fabric. But when you take a pair of socks that have, 89% cotton and 11% nylon in the heel and toe, that's mixed fabric, and that violates that statute. Copulation, that's male semen. That's nasty stuff, that male semen. You gotta watch that one. Scientifically, people don't think very much about it, especially when they're having oral sex. But I wanted to point out, and while I'm here on the subject, that what's common in America and various societies, such as oral sex, semen is unique in that it does not trigger your immune response. Ladies, doesn't trigger your immune response. Now, when it's in your vagina, it's not a problem, but when it's in your mouth or it gets into your body, and there's some statutes here, when it gets on your skin, you got to wash it off because it's a toxic substance spoken of, let's see, one, two, three times here in the scripture. And there's a law here. You got to wash that stuff off. You got to be very careful about that semen. Because you don't have an immune response to it, and it carries disease. In fact, it's one of 32 body fluids. It's just a body fluid like urine or blood or something else, but it's a unique body fluid used in the reproductive process, you know. And it's a toxic substance, and it's kind of like let's see, what else is toxic? Kind of like fluoride, mercury. And it needs to be handled carefully. And there's some statutes in the Bible that deal with that. And it's a health law. Health law. And when you violate that health law, you get autoimmune disease like lupus. Isn't that just tragic? I mean, you get this autoimmune. You know, your body starts consuming itself because your body goes out of whack. You have this problem when they give you a heart transplant, you know, or a kidney transplant. You got to take these immune suppressing drugs, and that's what happens here when you don't practice this seed of copulation correctly. That's number eight. Now, number nine, dead men. It's against the law to touch a dead body, a dead human body. It's against the law to touch any unclean body once it dies. So if I've got a cat out here that's dead, I pick it up with a pitchfork and dispose of it properly. And when I go to a funeral, you know, I'm very careful that I don't touch the body in a coffin. undertakers do, and they're unclean until the evening. And you got to be very careful. In fact, there's some health laws here. When a person dies from AIDS, they bury them in a lead-lined coffin. And when somebody has Jacob's Creutzfeldt disease, they're very careful about how they dispose of the body and how the autopsy is conducted. They wear chain mail over their hands. They wear face masks. I mean, they wear moon suits. I mean, these bodies are extremely hazardous to your health. Well, any dead body is hazardous to your health, and so there's about 12 or 14 statutes on this thing called dead men and how you deal with dead bodies and whether or not you ought to touch them. So tuck that one away in your heart. And it's not just men either. It's also dead animals, you know, like pigs. And a lot of you people are working and packing plants, and you're working with these dead pigs day in and day out. And, you know, they're full of disease, just in case you didn't know. Of course, most people eat pig, you know, and they're full of disease, and you like to eat them. So if you want to eat them, get after it. My old granny used to cook with pig quite often. In fact, I don't think she ever cooked anything without pig. She had lard in her pies. Good pies, good cook. God, my granny was a wonderful lady, but she was a pig eating lady, and of course she lived to be 88. But then she had clean air and clean water, and she smoked a pack of Camel Studs every day from 18 to 85. She had to quit smoking when she was 85 because she had a stroke, and she couldn't light up from 85 to 88. She finally died. 3 years of hell to die too. So I just thought I'd share that one with you. Now, that's number 9. Now, we'll come back with number 10, but I got to give you a reminder here before we get any further here, before the radio stations and FCC and everybody else gets after us here, and remind you that you are listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights law, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. 8 schools in all. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, then please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives. And the website can be accessed through our website, or the radio logs and the schedule and so on can be accessed through that webpage. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do that 7 days a week. The Law School also offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one. The number to call, 417-273-4967. That's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give out do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. The opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of our advertisers, our sponsors, our management, or staff of this network or local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417 573-4967. All right, we're talking about diet, and I've been plugging this week a guy by the name of Getoff, David Getoff, G-E-T-O-F-F. I'm going to give you his name and number one more time. Because when I do a series of programs, I mentioned earlier, oftentimes you will call me here at the law school and you will say, well, can you help me because my wife has this or that or vice versa. And we do the best we can. I'm not discouraging you from calling. I mean, after all, if you've got a problem, call. We'd be happy to help you if we can or steer you on to somebody that can help you. But when it comes to health, I think that this guy is probably about the best source that we can go to because he puts out these CDs, whereas most people don't do that. See, most naturopaths want you to come to them and spend money with them to cure your disease, which is business. That's what doctors do. Doctors do not put out CDs to tell you how to cure yourself at home with some home remedy. They want you to come to the doctor and pay the doctor's visit and pay for the services that you're getting. This guy Getoff said, well, let me tell you what the problem is. And I went through these discs, and I can tell you that for most of your ailments over there, you can probably just with these discs solve your problem. It's nutritional or it's toxic. I mean, you're poisoning yourself with fluoride in your drinking water, and you just quit drinking the drinking water and buy clean water. How's that? That's a simple step to take. I wouldn't drink water out of a faucet. In fact, when I go to the big city, you know, I'm very careful to take my water right here from the farm with me. And so this guy's name is David Getoff, and he's got a web page, and you can go take a look at his web page. He's got two of them here. Go to www.naturopath4.com. And naturepath4u is what that is, and it's all one word, naturepath4u.com. And you can also get to him at the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation. That's the website, ppnf.net. It's an easy one, ppnf.net. And that'll also get you to this Dr. Getoff. Or if you forget and you're driving home in your car and you say, oh, I can't remember what the hell he was talking about, call us here at the website or on our telephone. Just call. And we'll say, oh, we'll get your pen and paper out there and write this down, and we'll get you in contact with this guy, and he probably can help you solve your problem. All right, now there's another one here called disease, sickness, and plague, which equals the penalty, which is diseases, sickness, and plagues. Now, if you'll go to Exodus 15, verses 23 through 26, Exodus chapter 15, 23 through 26, you'll find out that disease, sickness, and plague is caused by God himself. It's the penalty that you pay. I'm going to take a minute here and read you that scripture here, Exodus 15. Verse 26. Now listen to this. Here's God, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Eternal your God, and if you will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes. All right, now I'm reading you these statutes, these health statutes. He's telling you here, if you will obey all of these health statutes, of which there's probably, see, there's 19, and I'm going to say there's 10, about 190 statutes here. He says, if you will follow these statutes, I will lay none of these diseases upon you. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, because I'm the Eternal that heals you. Now, if you're sick, you need healing. And I don't think that this Dr. Getoff can heal you. But he can steer you onto the laws that, if you will follow, will keep you in good health. And this guy doesn't advocate the scripture. I didn't hear him one time mention a single scripture. That's me. That's George doing that. In fact, this Getoff guy over here eats pig. He didn't have anything. He, in one of his discs over here, he says, well, I don't have a problem with lard. Lard's good for you. I would take exception to that and avoid lard like AIDS, herpes, and VD. But, you know, I don't agree with everything that everybody says just because they say it. And this guy's probably an evolutionist, and he'd probably laugh at me for bringing in the Bible and saying the Bible is the basis of health. I don't know. I didn't talk to the guy. But I can see he's got some common sense, and I can see that he's following a lot of biblical and scriptural laws, whether he knows it or not. I don't know if he knows any of these scriptural laws or not, but he's smart enough to know that if God or nature or whatever it was that created this plant or this animal over here didn't put those vitamins and minerals or those additives in there, it's probably not good for you. And he's got one here on additives, and he tells you about all these additives, you know, that they're putting into your food over here that are poisoning you. Number 11 is fat. Now, it's against the law to eat fat. And the penalty over is heart disease and stroke. Fat plugs up your veins. It gives you atherosclerosis. So if you're plugged up, you've been drinking pasteurized milk, or you've been eating down at Steak and Ale, and you're eating all the fat cattle, and you're eating at McDonald's, and you're eating all this fat hamburger or whatever, and it's plugged up your arteries. And then the doctor says, well, you've got atherosclerosis, and what we need to do is give you a Roto-Rooter job, bypass surgery, and they'll charge you $100,000 and give you bypass surgery, and you'll walk out of there an invalid for the rest of your life, but you'll live a little longer. Number 12, there's a law here that deals with land Sabbaths and Jubilees. And there's a penalty. It's called malnutrition. And when you get malnourished, farmers, you know, are over here producing bins and bushels of corn. And that corn has about 7 or 8% protein, and our wheat's got about 7 to 13% protein. It should be up around 16 to 24%. And the reason that we have low yield of minerals and vitamins and proteins and etc. in our food is because we don't practice these land Sabbaths and Jubilees. And we want a shortcut, we want a quickie, and so we want something that's cheap and effective, and we use chemical fertilizers and toxic sprays. And then, of course, out of this process that we call modern mechanical agriculture, we have side effects or symptoms, kind of like taking drugs, you know, you get side effects and symptoms. So there are some statutes here that deal with land Sabbaths, and you ought to be aware of those. All right, number 13 is leprosy. Leprosy is now called Hansen's disease. And there are some health laws that deal with leprosy or contagious disease. That's what the Bible is really zeroing in on. There are a number of contagious diseases for which you need to quarantine yourself from these contagious diseases, and you need to wear a face mask, which is what we did back during the Spanish flu in 1918. People were running around with masks. Guess who funked that up first? It was God, who gave that law to Moses, which nobody paid any attention to until they got this plague called the Spanish flu going, the great influenza epidemic that killed about 50 million people back in World War I. And then number 14, menstruous women. That's a normal process, ladies. I'm not making fun of you now. Women have a menstrual cycle over here, and that stuff is just like the seed of copulation, you know, semen. I mean, that's toxic stuff. I mean, that stuff is like nuclear waste. Hazardous stuff. And so there's some health laws in here in the scripture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. 8 of them that tell you got to handle this stuff, you know, carefully. I mean, you know, you don't have to go totally bonkers or nuts, but be intelligent and be aware of the fact that this stuff carries disease and pathogens to it. And it's like dealing with dead bodies or anything else. You know, you need to deal with it carefully. Now, once you learn how to deal with it, and from the scriptural point of view, I don't think there's any big problem. Number 15, mingled seed. The penalty is malnutrition disease. And mingled seed is hybridization. Today we have hybrid seeds and what do you call these? GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And we do that, you know, so we can make more money. But it causes bad health because these seeds have less and less nutrients in them. You go to the store and you buy an ear of corn, and God, that ear of corn really looks good. What you can't see is the protein, the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, and enzymes, etc. that's in that corn. And it's deficient because of the genetic modification. It should have 24% protein, and it doesn't. It's got about 8%. So, you know, if you had good, nutritious corn, you wouldn't get fat. And I mentioned this to you the other day. You can test this with a banana, because bananas have a tremendous amount of, I think it's potassium. And the other day I had a banana, a half a banana on my cereal. And then the next day I was still hungry for banana, and I had a half a banana on my cereal. The third day came up, and I just could not eat another half a banana. That's all the banana I can have. And the reason I think for that was the night before, my wife fixed me a vanilla pudding with banana, you know, banana pudding. And I had another banana in that pudding, and a half a banana, just a half now. And that's because when you get enough of these trace elements, these nutrients into your stomach, it says, shut it off, I don't want any more. Have you ever felt like that? You know, you eat something, you pig out on it, see? And you've gotten so much of this that you just, oh, God, I couldn't eat another strawberry. Oh, I can't eat another banana. I don't want. That's because the vitamins and minerals get into your stomach and it says, hey, that's enough. Don't overdose. Now, try that with a York peppermint patty. I mean, go buy a box of 24, so you got plenty of them in front of you. Sit down and eat one. Then try another one. Eat another one. See if you can overdose on Hershey bars or Milky Ways. Boys and girls, I think you could just sit there and eat and eat and eat and eat because there's no nutritional value in it. And so you eat it, and it tastes real good. God, if God made anything better than a Hershey bar, he must have kept it for himself. But I'm just telling you, there's no nutritional value in it. And so, in the end, you just eat and eat and eat, and you got all these calories. And you just keep larding all these calories on and all this fat on. You just can't get enough to eat. People say, well, I've got the munchies. I just can't control my hunger. Well, of course you can't. So the stuff you're eating doesn't have any nutrition in it. And so your body keeps saying, I need more vitamin A. I need more vitamin B. I need more calcium. I need more potassium. That's what your body's crying out for. And so you eat more potato chips, and then you eat more pretzels, and then you suck down more Cokes. And there's no nutritional value in peanuts and pretzels and Coke. Well, I shouldn't say peanuts. Peanuts have a little nutrition in them, but these processed foods. And then as you're eating these processed foods, you're getting more and more calories. And then you just eat and eat and eat and eat, and you can't get full. You're just never satisfied. You just got to keep eating. That's because you don't get any nutritional value. When you start eating foods that have nutrients in it, and you get your body full of nutrients, all of a sudden you eat too many bananas, you'll puke. You can't overdose on honey. You can eat honey until you puke. Quarantine. That quarantine is an important law here, especially for contagious disease. There's one country in the world that practices quarantine. It's Cuba. They have the lowest incidence of AIDS in the world. They practice quarantine. They quarantine all the AIDS packers into sanitariums. They got that, I think, from Fidel Castro. I'm not quite sure why this little communist country down here in Cuba is practicing this health law from the Bible, but they are. It's called the quarantine law, and it protects you from contagious disease. Then number 17 is called a running issue. That's also contagious disease, but it's in the form of sores. You know, you get this sore, or you get something on you over here, you know that we're not quite sure what this is. It's called a running issue. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 statutes here that deal with this running issue that you need to be aware of. And then number 18, sanitation. You know, keeping clean is very, very important. Keeping clean. And in the Bible, there's this old Puritan adage that says, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. No, that does not appear in the Bible. God never told you that cleanliness is next to godliness, but it's a biblical principle that's in the Bible. And that's because there's a lot of laws in the Bible or statutes in the Bible that deal with sanitation, keeping clean. You know, like you got to have a paddle on your side and go bury your excrement over here in a hole in the ground. You know, we Americans don't do that. You know, we take our excrement and we flush it down the toilet into a water treatment plant, and then we treat it with chemicals, and then we flush it into the Mississippi River. so that the people downstream, you know, in St. Louis or New Orleans, you know, they can get their water out of the Mississippi River, which has been treated with chemicals, and then they get more chemicals, and then they get more feces, and they, it doesn't have any disease in the feces, you know, but it's just, it gives a little body to your water, you know. You can probably cut that stuff with a knife by the time it gets down to New Orleans, Nolens. And then number 19, sodomy and whoredom are violations of the scriptural law, and they have penalties, you know, practicing sodomy and in being a girl down at Flo's Whorehouse has some penalties that goes with it, boys and girls, and so you need to be aware of that, and you need to avoid that. And there's about, I don't know, 4, 8, 12, 16 laws or statutes that govern that, and there's 19 of them in all, and as I said earlier, I didn't cite any of these scriptures here on the air because it takes too long, but there's probably 100 or 200 different scriptures here. Send me a stamped self-addressed envelope and say you want the health laws of the Bible. It's 3 pages, handwritten, and I do it here for the program, and I put it in my file folder and stick it in my cabinet over here. Nothing big, but I'll be happy to send those to you in your stamped self-addressed envelope. You give me the 39 cents, and I will give you the 30 cents worth of copy paper. All right. Now, I've got a few more things here in about 10 minutes here to mention it to you. The health laws of the scripture I just covered for you. We find that people, oftentimes health professionals, tell you that you're entitled to 120 years of life. And they get that from Genesis 6, verse 3. So if you'll go to Genesis 6, verse 3, God said to Noah, he said, in 120 years, I'm going to bring a big flood on the world, and I'm going to kill everybody, but you know. And people have misconstrued that 120 years and said, well, the lifespan of people should be, and these health food people say that. That's not true. The real answer is you're entitled to 70 years of life, 70, and that statute is located in Psalm 90, verse 10. And in Exodus 23, verse 26, where God says, I will fulfill all of your days. In other words, I will fulfill your 70 years. Now, David lived to be 70 years old, and if you die one day before you're 70, then you did not collect your 70. God did not give you your 70, which is what he said he would do. And he says, I'm the God that cannot lie. Now, if you breach the contract and you violate any of these 19 health laws, you more than likely, not necessarily, but more than likely will die before you're 70 years old. Now, sodomy. Remember this last statute over here? I said sodomy over here is against the law. The average sodomite, the average gay man dies at age 45. He doesn't always die from venereal disease or from AIDS. He may die from hepatitis or pneumonia or some other collateral disease. But on average, he's going to die at age 45, which is about 55, 65, about 30 years less than the average here in the United States, which is 75.5 years. Unless, of course, the sodomite dies from AIDS, which then their average lifespan, if they've get AIDS, it's 39. All right, now, there are some things here that I just saw the other day. For instance, I was watching Katie the other night, and she had a news flash. Aspirin, Tylenol, and ibuprofen kill 16,000 Americans a year. Did you know that? Popping aspirin and Tylenol kill 16,000 a year. And iatrogenic disease, that is, you go to your medical doctor, and he kills 130,000 a year. Just the average Joe six-pack doctor prescribing drugs to you kills 130,000. Fluoride in your drinking water kills from cancer alone. Now, fluoride kills more than this, but from cancer alone, the fluoride in your drinking water kills 40,000 people a year from cancer alone. Aspartame causes 92 symptoms or diseases. I don't know how many people aspartame kills because I didn't look that up for you, but it kills a few thousand people a year. Mercury fillings and vaccines kill a bunch of people a year, and it causes one person out of every 166 children to come down with autism. So if you're wondering what causes autism, that's the mercury thimerosal in the vaccines. And in California, they took the mercury out. And so their autism rate has dropped in half in 1 year. They just did this last year, and it's dropped in half in 1 year just by taking the mercury out of the vaccines. Now, vaccines are bad for you, and they're unscriptural, and they're just really horrendous. But if you feel like you just got to have some snake venom and monkey pests in your kid's veins, run him out to California and get his shots in California, and your chances of autism are less than half what they are anywhere else in America. Isn't that just special? Then we have genetically modified organisms over here that cause you to get fat. By the way, we now know that GMOs are adding to the fat problem. Contrails. That's these contrails that you see up in the sky. You know, they look like jet exhaust, but they're not. They're actually toxic spray is what that is. And it causes lung disease. God only knows how many people it kills. I think the number was around 20,000 a year dying from the contrails, mainly elderly people. They call it the flu. And then you got nerve gas on your dried fruit. Now, this is called sulfur something or other. It's actually nerve gas. And now, get this, we're putting aspartame, fluoride, GMOs, mercury fillings in your vaccines, contrails, nerve gas on your dried fruit. Hey, kids, is it any wonder that you're getting sick? I mean, you're living in a very toxic, poisoned environment, and the president keeps telling us, I'm just here to protect the American people. Well, Mr. President, why don't you protect us from fluoride and contrails and GMOs and mercury fillings? I mean, come on, Mr. President. You know, get off your dead ass and let's do something constructive and intelligent for a change. Wouldn't that do more for Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife? Take the poisons out, and you'll kill a lot less of us. But I'm not really sure that that's their goal. Michael J. Fox, I mentioned him the other day. He's paying the penalty for sin. Michael J. Fox, paying the penalty for sin. I don't know exactly what he did, but I can see the results of it. Sickness and disease, boys and girls, is a curse. It comes from God. It's the penalty that you pay for broken law. Break the law, you get a penalty. Michael J. Fox is paying the penalty. And as soon as he repents, as soon as he stops breaking the law, as soon as he stops eating fluoride out of his drinking water and bathing in the stuff, as soon as he gets onto a healthy, nutritious diet, and as soon as he gets off of the stem cell kick that he's on and gets down to something more intelligent, he can get over that Parkinson's. So if you got Parkinson's disease or something else, you know, there's an intelligent way for you to deal with it. And again, I'm about out of time, so I'm going to have to leave it right about there and remind you that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. And the Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, our time's up. We've got to leave it right here. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.